One of the things we've discussed on this program many times is the cost of health care and having a clear understanding of what it's going to cost to see your doctor, go to the emergency room, have procedures done, because it's never clear. And if they were published, I've always felt that people have a better idea of what their health care costs and they may or may not pursue something. Plus, different procedures have varying costs, whether or not you're insured or uninsured, and it made no sense to me. My next guest, Peter Farrar, was an aide to President Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, has spent a lot of time in the insurance industry. And I bring this to your attention this day, impeachment day, because it illustrates how many things are going on despite all the noise and chaos, including the president's effort to get insurance and health care transparency pushed through here recently. Peter, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
All right, so let's start with the president made an effort here to provide health care transparency, tried to put some legislation through to say, listen, tell us what the costs are going to be. And he got massive pushback from the insurance lobby and hospitals and others. Tell me about that.
Well, the president has already enacted a regulation to require insurance companies to post the bills that the doctors and hospitals covered by the insurance will charge. And now there's another, the issue of surprise medical billing. And that's when you have insurance and there's an emergency. And then the emergency responders end up taking you to a hospital, which is not in your network. And so the insurance company is not covering that. And this is even under Obamacare. So you get a bill that you weren't expecting to get, and then the insurance company says, well, we're not paying for that bill because it's not in your network. And then the consumer is left holding the bag in that. So there's a bill now in pending in the Senate to address surprise medical billing. But the problem is that the way the legislation is written, it addresses it through price controls rather than through market mechanisms. So the right way to do it is not through price controls. Every time the government adopts price controls, you get shortages in what they're controlling. You don't want a shortage in health care.
Right. You certainly don't want that. But government-run health care, no matter where I look, whether it's the United Kingdom or Canada or elsewhere around the world, when you have these giant socialized medicine systems run by the government, there's always shortages, which is why so many people come to America to get a knee transplant or a hip transplant or bypass surgery, so they don't have to wait in line, right?
Yes, that's right. And so the answer is not socialism. The answer is not Medicare for all. Medicare is for seniors and not for everybody. The current Medicare is actually, the actuaries for the Medicare system project that it's going to run out of money in just 5 or 6 years. And what's the Democrat solution for that? You know, so they're... Medicare for all.
I have an answer.
It's going to increase spending. So
I have an answer. It's higher taxes on the rich, those being anybody making more than $29,000 a year, according to Bernie Sanders. The rich, you know, those making $29,001 a year and up are the rich in America, and they will get the daylights taxed out of them to pay for exactly that. I mean, that's the answer to your question, isn't it?
No. So instead of calling them the rich, what the right term for them is your employer.
Yeah.
So if they tax your employer, guess what's going to happen?
You're not going to have a job.
If Democrats enact their tax increases, there's going to be a recession, and you're going to lose your job.
Right.
And then your wages are going to go down if there's a recession, and like they did under Obama, whose recovery from the financial crisis actually never came.
All right, so let me ask you this. Peter Farrar here. Let me ask you this, because this is important. Will we ever get to a point in America, because I go back to a story from a few years ago when my wife had to go into the emergency room. She was having some abdominal pain. They ran some sort of an MRI, and it showed on our insurance we paid like $150, but it showed on there being worth $4,000. But because we had insurance, it was worth $1,600. And then because we had a different insurance, we only paid $150. Now, an MRI, either it costs $4,000, or it costs $1,600, or it costs $150. It doesn't cost all three, and it makes no sense to me that somebody that walks through the door and gets an MRI with no insurance has to pay $4,000. Either the procedure costs this, or it costs this. It doesn't cost both. Am I right or wrong?
Well, it's not. You don't quite have it right, because when you're covered for insurance, the insurance company's paying the $4,000. And so
I'm not sure they are.
Yeah, so that when you're covered for insurance, the insurance company's paying the $4,000. That's why you only get charged $150, because that is what your policy says.
Yeah, I don't think they are. The point is,
the real cost is $150. The real cost is $4,000.
I don't believe that's true, though. I believe that the cost is probably the $1,600 that showed in the middle. And I think that you have deals because they get bulk purchases, right? So they get a bulk discount for a procedure. Maybe I'm mistaken, but the fact of the matter is, if a procedure costs $100, that's what it should cost, and it should be published. Do you not agree that it should be published?
Oh yes, it should be published. Trump's already enacted a regulation that requires the prices to be transparent.
Yeah,
transparency regulation.
I think that would be the biggest game changer of all, and yet another big initiative by the president gets pushed back. But we'll see where it goes. Where do you think we do go from here?
Well, where we need to go is I wrote a book on this called Power to the People. And there was an earlier book written by John Goodman of the Goodman Institute, and that was called Patient Power. That was written 30 years ago, actually. And so it calls for things, empowering things that empower the patient, like health savings accounts. And health savings accounts are now already part of the law. You can still get health savings accounts, even with Obamacare.
Right.
But that gives you control over your own health care and over your own money.
Right. You can decide whether or not you want to spend the money. And I think those are I think it's a brilliant idea. I think it's a great idea. I think it's something we should be pursuing as a nation. We have to leave it there. Peter Farrar, great conversation. There are a lot of things going on besides impeachment. This just goes to show you. Thank you for being here.
All right. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Good conversation. All right. Still to come, Stephen Moore will be here to talk about the economy and everything good going on. And then more about the impeachment still to come. It's the Steve Gruber Show.